This is the Building Resilience Podcast, episode 210, Deliberate Gratitude.
Welcome to Building Resilience, a podcast where theory, practical strategies, and inspiring stories show you how to unlock your best life. I'm your host, Leah Davidson. As a certified life coach, speech-language pathologist, and nervous system resilience expert, it is my mission to teach you how to be more resilient to life's adversities. I will show you how to manage your mind, befriend your nervous system, process your emotions, and even eliminate stress. It's time to do more than just survive. It's time to thrive. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Building Resilience Podcast. At the time that this airs, it's Christmas Day. So I wanted to record a quick episode. And as we celebrate this holiday season, I wanted to take the time to reflect on gratitude. Not just as an idea, but as a practice, a way that we can shape the way we experience life. So the holidays are a time that I use to count my blessings. Actually, every year on Christmas Eve, Rob, my husband, creates a poem that summarizes our year as a family. And he tries to include it in all the highs and the lows of each person, capturing what our kids have been up to, what we've been up to, and it's actually pretty amazing. He writes it during the day on Christmas Eve day, and then he reads it to us on Christmas Eve when we do our main celebration, actually. And I usually post it on our family blog, so we have a collection of them to really cherish forever. And as he reads them, I can quickly get myself to a big place of gratitude. And that's not to say that every year there have just been good things. There have been a couple of years that have been really, really tough, especially around Christmas time. But there are always things that I still find gratitude for. So I do want to acknowledge that for a lot of people, this time of year can be challenging. Globally, we have faced a lot of challenges. There's lots of inequalities and injustices and losses that may have felt insurmountable. And then, of course, there is our own personal adversities and our own personal trials. But I do think that even in the midst of hard times, I believe that we can find moments of light, small glimmers of hope and kindness that really remind us of our resilience and connection. So today, I want to talk about holding space for both, acknowledging the challenges that we face and cultivating gratitude for the blessings that we have. Now, I know that gratitude doesn't erase pain, but I think it can help us focus on what strengthens us and what uplifts us, even in difficult times. So I want to talk now about how gratitude can be a source of hope and resilience. What is gratitude and why does it matter? Well, let's start first with what gratitude actually means. I think gratitude is really about being present with the good in our lives, recognizing that we have both big and small and letting it fill us with appreciation. It's not about ignoring hardships or pretending that they're not there. It's really about finding the balance. So I want you to stop what you're doing and sit down and really make a list of moments this year that intellectually you know you are grateful for. So maybe it was for meeting somebody or accomplishing a certain goal or traveling somewhere or changing something up. So make like a running list. Because next, I want you to pick one thing off of that list. And then when you've chosen your one thing, I want you to take a few slow and deeper breaths, just sort of relaxing your body. And as you're feeling a bit more relaxed, I want you to lean into that memory of that particular moment that you chose that you feel grateful for. I want you to pay attention to your core area. And as you think of this memory that you're grateful for, do you notice what it feels like in your body? Is there a change in your body? Is there an expansion? Or maybe there's like a fluttering or a rush. What does gratitude feel like for you in your body? Now, this year, I've had a lot of moments that have filled me with gratitude. And one of my favorite memories, which I've shared, I think, on the podcast before, was I took my sister to the Taylor Swift concert. And it truly wasn't just about the music. It was really the shared experience and the joy of seeing Taylor Swift through her eyes. She has been like a long time Swiftie, probably like the number one Swiftie out there. And just watching her enjoy Taylor Swift filled my heart with gratitude. It was an incredible show. It was an amazing show. But if I can close my eyes, I actually can picture being there, feeling the energy around, because there's tons of energy. And it was very, very inspirational just being there. And it kind of feels like an expansion for me. Like my heart wants to jump out. There's a fluttering. There's an energy there. Now, another moment for me was I went to China on my own, which is part of the preparation and the creation of my journal that is going to be launching in the new year. So it was the excitement of being there, working on my projects, meeting with other people who share similar passions and who have been supporting me along the way. And the gratitude really for such an unexpected opportunity. I feel gratitude for trusting my intuition when I bumped into this opportunity. A year ago, it was not on my radar to do a planner or a stationery or a journal. Like I'd never even contemplated anything about that. Now all of a sudden, like it is a big channel of creativity that I'm using, and I have plans to continue creating more. So I have so much gratitude for following my intuition, for taking a chance, for doing something that was really out of my comfort zone, to do the journal and then to go to China. That was super out of my comfort zone. And then there are some really very, very personal things, which I won't share with you here, but they also feel in my body an expansion, but there's also this quiet sense of peace. And these moments of gratitude really remind me what it is to live a life filled with meaning and connection. And again, like I said, it wasn't all smooth sailing this past year, but I want to focus on the moments where I can feel that gratitude in my body. So I really encourage you to take a few minutes, notice what gratitude feels like in your body. Now, the next thing I want to share with you is really thinking about gratitude. It's not just for the good times. Obviously, in the moment, we think of gratitude for the good times, but gratitude is also for our challenges and adversity. Usually only in hindsight, we're able to have the gratitude. But there's a poem that I'm going to share with you. It's called Good Timber, and I'm going to read it to you. It's by Douglas Mallock. The tree that never had to fight for sun and sky and air and light, but stood out in the open plain and always got its share of rain, never became a forest king, but lived and died a scrubby thing. The man who never had to toil to gain and farm his patch of soil, who never had to win his share of sun and sky and light and air, never became a manly man, but lived and died as he began. Good timber does not grow with ease, the stronger wind, the stronger trees. The further sky, the greater length, the more the storm, the more the strength. By sun and cold, by rain and snow, in trees and men, good timbers grow. Where thickest lies the forest growth, we find the patriarchs of both. And they hold counsel with the stars, whose broken branches show the scars. Of many winds and much of strife, this is the common law of life. Now, the wind may batter the tree, but that is exactly what makes the roots grow deeper and the trunk more resilient. And I actually think that's true for all of us too. The challenges that we face, whether it's personal or professional or any kind of uncertainty, anything that you're going through, can help us grow in ways that we just never have imagined. And I look back on my own life and I do see how the hardest moments have shaped me. They've made me stronger and more resilient and more compassionate, more open to the beauty of life, more open to gratitude for the present in the moment. And for that, I'm deeply grateful. But when you're in it, I completely acknowledge it's hard to find any good. I don't expect you to. It's okay to be in deep grief. It's okay to not be okay about things. It's okay to just not be okay. But I do believe at some point there will be an ounce of gratitude that will surface. If nothing else, an ounce of gratitude that will surface for you and your strength and your courage in facing the challenging times. Thirdly, I do, of course, want to tie gratitude to the nervous system state, because we know that gratitude can literally change our bodies and our brains. When we practice gratitude, We release chemicals like dopamine and serotonin, which improves our mood, and it can help us regulate our nervous system. So think of it this way. When you are stuck in a stressful state, when your body is in team hyper or in fight or flight, it's very difficult for us to feel safe. Gratitude, when we have gratitude, when we express gratitude, when we're open to gratitude, it actually sends a signal to the brain that we're safe. And it will allow us to shift to a calmer, more resilient state. And it's like kind of giving your nervous system a little bit of a hug when we offer ourselves some gratitude, when we find moments of gratitude. So practicing gratitude is an amazing way to grow that zone of resilience. Now, lastly, I just want to share with you super simple ways to practice gratitude. One simple, powerful exercise. You've probably heard it before. I'm going to repeat it again. Martin Seligman, he talks about the three blessings. At the end of each day, sit down and write three things that went well during the day. But here's the thing, that's not all you're going to do. You're also going to need to say why these blessings were so good in your day. So for example, if I say laughing at dinner time with Rob, why? Because we're making the time to connect with each other after a busy day. Or receiving a kind message from a client. Why? Because it shows I'm part of an incredible community that values growth and connection. Or watching the sunrise on my morning walk. Why? Because I am taking the time for me. Self-care, making space to enjoy the beauty of this world. The tiny moments, the glimmers, the hope that every single day comes up when the sun rises. So an exercise like this, it really shifts from stress to abundance, really reinforcing the good in our lives. As we celebrate this season, I hope that you'll take some time to reflect on your own blessings. And maybe the blessings are a shared experience with somebody that you love or an opportunity that came your way or stretched you, or maybe even a challenge that you have that helped you grow. I know for me, I am grateful for so much this year. My family, my friends, my health, my amazing community, those in my training and my membership. I'm truly blessed to be surrounded by such amazing people. And I'm grateful to you, my podcast listeners. I'm grateful for you showing up every week. I'm grateful for the reviews. I'm grateful for you sending me messages when something resonates for you. I am grateful for all the new opportunities and doors that lie ahead of me that I don't even know are out there right now. I'm grateful for it all. Now, just another reminder, on January 2nd and 3rd, I am running a new workshop called It's Not Just Your Thoughts, It's Your Nervous System with a creative twist. So it is an expanded version of my popular workshop that I've held a couple times last year. We are going to be doodling your nervous system. We are going to draw this year from creativity, as I talked about last week on the podcast. We are going to be taking creativity, and I'm going to show you how it can help you regulate your nervous system. It's going to be fun. I hope to see you there. There will be a link to sign up in the show notes. Wishing everybody, you celebrate Christmas, a very, very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and thank you for being part of my world.
Thank you for listening to the Building Resilience Podcast. If you're interested in learning a little bit more about managing stress, building resilience, and leading a more purposeful life, then make sure we're connected on Instagram and Facebook at Leah Davidson Life Coaching. You can also subscribe to my weekly newsletter at www.leahdavidsonlifecoaching.com/newsletter. Looking forward to connecting.